medical needs do not just stop because COVID exists. There are immunizations to be given, screening exams to prevent worsening, and illnesses not related to COVID.
Dr. Michelle Nace is a pediatrician for Foundation Health Partners. According to the mandate, health facilities who want to provide elective procedures need to test patients within 48 hours of the procedure. Dr. Laura Bruner says Fairbanks Memorial Hospital has been working toward today's opening with that in mind.
Elective procedures are very rarely truly elective. They probably need to be done. It's just a matter of whether we can delay them. And so the work is to try to build our testing capacity so we're ready for that.
In the interior, most COVID-19 tests are processed at the State Virology Lab on the UAF campus. On Sundays, the Anchorage Lab takes the samples. And mostly, results come back in one day. But not always.
How do we make sure if test results are not back or if somebody has a need for a procedure or a delivery that we couldn't plan in advance, how do we protect our staff and our patients?
The answer, she says, is more personal protective equipment, with everyone masked, gowned, and gloved as before, but now with the assumption that the patient is contagious with COVID-19, the assumption we must make until we know otherwise. Jacqueline Bergstrom from the Tenet Chiefs Conference says their medical services still need more PPE and more testing, so they're planning to ramp up to elective services more slowly.
We're not anticipating that we're going to be full-fledged 100%. It's going to be a phased-in approach, and we'll be prioritizing our patients who should get elective procedures first.
TCC has some rapid testing machines, but they're limited, and the health provider does not have enough test kits for everyone waiting for an elective procedure. Elizabeth Hawk-Burton is regional public health nurse. She says part of the new normal will be for people who have even mild symptoms to go and get tested. And we need to learn the wider list of symptoms the CDC amended last week for COVID-19.
Officially, they've changed their symptom list to include the fever, cough, difficulty with breathing, chills, a decreased appetite, losing your sense of smell or taste, and even some things like diarrhea, feeling fatigue, a bad headache, muscle or joint aches, nausea, a rash, sore throat.
Any clinic that will be resuming non-emergency procedures will probably be taking it slowly because sanitizing and other precautions that are necessary, even with a negative test result, add time to each procedure. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.